Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So the Mishnah talks about when the Kedusha, the Ma'aser Sheni, is moved on to money, so then that money has to be used to buy food in Yerushalayim, and then that food takes on the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. So what about if you spend Ma'aser Sheni money on food, and along with the food, there comes a non-food thing as well, meaning a most obvious and simple example, is you spend Ma'aser Sheni money on a package of food, but in addition to the food comes the packaging. So does the packaging have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni? So the Mishnah discusses Halokech Behema Lizev Cheshlamim. If a person buys an animal for Shlamim, which is the best thing to do with Ma'aser Sheni money, is to use it to bring a carbon Shlamim. O Chaya Lebasar Taiva, or you buy a Chaya, an animal that's a wild animal that you want to use just to eat, not because a Chaya can't be a carbon, so you would just have to, you know, so you're buying venison or something that's just for your own dinner. Yatzah ha'or l'chulin, the hide of the animal, which is not edible, that becomes chulin. We don't say, oh, well, wait a second, if I paid $200 for this cow and I get the entire cow, including the hooves and the skin and everything else, for the $200, so, and all the $200 was my Sheni money, so the skin must have been at least $10 worth of the cow, so shouldn't the skin have my Sheni Kedusha? So the answer is no, that since the Ikr Kavan is on the meat, only the meat has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and the rest of it, the inedible parts, do not have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and that's Aval Pisha or Meruba Labasar. That's even if the hide is worth more than the meat, because when you're buying it for the meat, you're not buying it for the hide, and it happens to be that you get the hide along with it, because that's how animals come. Kadayayin Stumos, similarly, if you're buying closed bottles of wine, Makum Sharkali Makar Stumos, and it's a place where people sell closed bottles of wine, so you always get the bottle along with the wine. Yatzakankan l'chulin. The bottle, the jug that it comes in, is chulin. It does not take on the status of Ma'aser Sheni. Ha'egozim vashkedim yatzu klipeyim l'chulin. If you're buying walnuts or almonds, so the shells of the nuts are chulin. They do not have the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. However, one thing that you're not allowed to buy, there are certain things you're not allowed to buy with Ma'aser Sheni money, and included in that is water. We're going to see salt as well. That water is too simple and too basic a product to use Ma'aser Sheni money to purchase water. The question is, how do you define what's considered water? Meaning, like, is Coca-Cola water? That's just flavored sweetened water, so right? So does that have the status of water? So they didn't have Coca-Cola in times in the Mishnayos, but what they did have is Hatemed, which we just discussed at the end of Maseches Maestros. Temed means after you press wine, after you press grapes to make wine, you'd have these dregs of the peels and the seeds and everything else of the wine product, and that would be and then you would mix that with water to flavor the water. So that wine-flavored water is called temed. So the question is, are you allowed to buy that with Ma'aser Sheni money? Does that have the status of water, or does it have the status of some type of wine drink? So Achlo Hichmitz Einu Nilkach B'Kas of Ma'aser. If it's not yet fermented, then you're not allowed to buy Ma'aser Sheni money with it, meaning then it's just considered water. But Umisha Hichmitz Nilkach B'Kas of Ma'aser. Once it's already fermented, then you're allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy it. So other cases, says the Mishnah Dala now, Halokeh Chaya Leziv Cheshlamim. If a person buys with Ma'aser Sheni money a Chaya, but his intention is to use it for a carbon Shlamim, which you're not allowed to do, a Chaya can't be brought as a carbon Shlamim, or Behema Labasar Taiva. A person buys a regular Behema with Ma'aser Sheni money just to eat for himself, which you're not really supposed to do. You should use your Ma'aser Sheni money to buy a carbon Shlamim, but, you know, if you buy any kind of meat that you can eat with it, that still works. It's just not ideal. So you're not supposed to use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy a behema unless you want to use it as a carbon. So in those cases, lo yatza ha'or l'chulin. The or also has the status of Ma'aser Sheni because the sale is not really a good sale. So you didn't really transfer the kedusha. So the money keeps its kedusha, and nothing no part of the animal becomes kadosh. So the hide doesn't become chulin, which is a funny way of saying that really the whole animal, because the sale is invalid, the hide doesn't become chulin. It is chulin because it never changed in the first place, meaning no part of the animal became kadosh. So it's a little bit of a funny way for the Mishnah to express it. What the Mishnah really is trying to say is that the entire behemoth is still chulin. So that's what it's saying, that lo yotza or lechulin. It's not that the hide is going to be distinguished from the rest of the animal. Kadayayin chusos ostumos. If you buy jugs of wine, whether they're opened or closed, makam shadark al nimacha psuchos, but it's a place where people typically sell open jugs, meaning they just pour out the wine into the buyer's jug. They don't normally include the jug in the sale. Then lo yotza kankan lechulin. Then, and if you buy it together with the jug, then the jug has kedusha as well, because the jug is not normally included in the sale, so it's as if you're paying for that with Maaser Sheni money. So it takes on Maaser Sheni Kedusha. Sali Zesim V'Sali Anavim Im HaKli. If you buy baskets of olives or baskets of grapes together with the basket that it comes in, L'yotsu D'mei HaKli L'chulin, the money that you pay for the container does not become chulin, meaning that money retains its Kedusha and doesn't get transferred onto the basket. So even though the buying of the fruit is a perfectly good sale, and the fruit takes on the Kedusha, the basket isn't food, and therefore the basket does not take on the Kedusha. So the purchase of the basket is not chal at all, and therefore the money that you pay for the basket is still considered to be Maaser Sheni money that never got transferred onto anything else. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you buy an animal for a behema for a karmen shlamim or a chaya for basar taiva, so the entire animal becomes the meat of the animal becomes maaser sheni, but the hide of the animal is chulin, no matter how much the hide is actually worth. And similarly, if you buy jugs of wine where the jug is included in the sale, so the jug is also considered to be chulin, and it's only the wine that takes on the status of maaser sheni. And the same is true with shells of nuts, of walnuts and things like that. Then we said that if you purchase temed, so is that a valid thing to purchase with maaser sheni money? Only if it's mishehichmitz, only if it's already become fermented. So then you're allowed to use maaser sheni money to buy it. Then mishadalid, we said that if you're buying a chaya to bring as a karmen shlamim, which doesn't work, or you're buying a behema to use for basar taiva and not for a karban, so then the or does not become chulin, meaning that the whole sale is not valid and none of it becomes kadosh, there the whole thing is chulin. If you buy open barrels of wine in a place where the barrel is not included in the sale, so then the barrel does not become chulin. It takes on the kedusha of maaser sheni. If you buy baskets of olives and baskets of grapes, including the basket, so the money keeps its kedusha and doesn't get transferred onto the basket. So even though the purchase of the olives and the grapes is a valid purchase, and therefore the olives and the grapes will have kedusha, a basket is not food, and therefore you can't buy it with maaser sheni money. So the purchase of the basket is not considered to be chal, and the money that you pay for the basket is still going to have kedushas maaser sheni. It's never going to transfer onto the basket. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Hay and Vav.